When the French Canadians came out west, there were two main things that the pioneers were principally concerned with: to set up a successful farm so that their family might have a good life, and to find ways to provide adequate education for their children. In 1901, Jean-Marie Chauvet, Jr. came to the region known as the Springs, just west of Laval. There he homesteaded and built his house close to an artesian well that gave him 60 liters of fresh water an hour, an ample supply for the needs of the household and the farm animals. Once well established, Jean-Marie invited his parents to emigrate from France to Canada. His father, Jean-Marie Sr., set up a garden, which went along with the mixed farming of crops and a variety of animals. This provided all the necessary food the family needed. For farmers, education was less of a priority. The fields required effort. If they didn't produce, then the family could go hungry. While helping with the many chores found on a pioneer farm, the children attended a small country school until the 8th grade. To complete their secondary education, many went to the convents and larger centers, while others, like Paul, the eldest of Jean-Marie's children, had to work the land. So as not to fail his departmental exams, Paul would study his textbooks on breaks while plowing the fields with the horses. Eventually, he succeeded in obtaining his Bachelor of Arts from the University of Alberta through correspondence work. The mural is symbolic of the struggle to obtain proper education during the 1920s and 30s. After all, ignoring a team of horses pulling a plow can have disastrous consequences. With his wife Simone, a teacher, Paul proudly continued to farm Laval. Between them, they raised a family of 8 children. A calm and giving character, Paul became a founding member of the Laval Co-op, Credit Union, Laval's Knights of Columbus, and the Alfalfa Plant. Paul mastered both French and English languages. His gentle approach and ease with words, especially written words, led to his election as a school trustee for the Sturgeon School Division. He questioned why Sturgeon refused to teach French or religion. In 1964, with support from residents and farmers in the Laval area, Paul facilitated Laval's exemption from the Sturgeon School Division and helped form the Laval School District, number 1738. Which helped keep French and religion classes within the community. Beyond Laval, his desire to advance bilingual education in the province encouraged the formation of the Catholic Bilingual School Trustees of Alberta. He served as a national representative to the Canadian Catholic Bilingual School Trustees in 1966. 4 majestic Belgian horses dominate the Chauvet family mural, highlighting the hard work of Alberta's pioneers breaking up the land. The pure stature of the team reminds the viewer of the immense power these horses possess. Any person with a memory of pioneer farming would know that it is almost physically impossible to plow the land while reading a book. The exaggeration was painted in the mural to show Paul's life was equally divided between his 2 strong values of education and farming. Paul reads while he works because few had the time for a proper education with farm work involved. The nephews of Ernest Chauvet, coordinator of the Centralta Tourism Society, painted the mural. In effect, the Michaud brothers painted their own family mural, since Paul Jr. is the great-grandfather to the artists.